go.
Oh, Jesus.
We are joined in the media center by number one qualifier, Eddie Krawick. Eddie, you ran a 6.851 at 196.90 miles per hour. This is your 44th career number one, and you are now tied for second all time with Matt Hines. So that's kind of cool. How does that feel? Smile on your face.
Surprise.
I'm not the snack guy, so I don't really pay attention to all the numbers and look at that stuff. But that's pretty neat. It's pretty cool. You know, it's good to hopefully dethrone him here in the next couple races on that one and go after who is number one?
Angèle is number one.
Oh, well, now you just gave me a drive.
Finally, some motivation.
So she has 49, and you're at 44.
Oh, okay, perfect. Perfect. We'll have to make sure she doesn't get tuned up here in the next five or six races to increase hers. But no, it's, you know, it was good to come out here off the truck the way and ran the way that we did and go 87 and then go a bunch, you know, groups of 85s. So Andrew and I doing that side by side each time. It was really something neat. You know, we've never had motorcycles, I'd say, the way we have them this weekend, where they're very consistent. And I mean, they're within thousands of each other, trading numbers going down the track. And you know, it's something that's really cool, and we're working away at. You know, it's hard to tune to changing weather conditions, and I think we've done a pretty good job at that here. So hopefully tomorrow it doesn't change.
This is also your number three here at Atlanta. Is Atlanta the lucky charm?
You know, Atlanta's done. Let's just say it's been really good to me over the years. This is the place of my first win back in 2009. I happened to get my first win here. It rained that day, if you believe that. We ended up finishing late at night, and we'd had a winner's circle underneath the tower because it was pouring. But, you know, this is the place of my first win, so it's definitely special. I have a handful of wins, I think four here, and it's one of those things that when you roll into, you feel comfortable. I don't know how to explain that to people, but when you go to certain places, they just work and they just click for you. And this is one of them. So I'm excited to come here. I'm excited to make some good, clean laps down the track and put on a show for the fans.
Andrew really killed it on the early numbers on that side by side. You really killed it on the back half. Were you guys trying two different things, or is that?
Well, we're always trying two different things. We don't tune either of our motorcycles the exact same. We try to always make every run count to where you can put runs in your database and your knowledge grows. Because if you do the same thing to each motorcycle and they each go the wrong way, we've tried it. You've slowed both bikes down. So we learn and we understand what each motorcycle likes, and then we make the changes from there to not necessarily better each motorcycle, to learn where we need to be on race day. That's more important to me than even going number one qualifier. It's really when you roll in on Sunday, you need to know for those weather conditions which way to go. Andrew's on what we're calling our new generation chassis, basically. I'm on my old one. That bike seems to be consistently a hundredth better in the early part of the run. And
it'd be better for one rider versus the other. Does that impact your decision?
Well, and that's
differently.
Yep.
And yet they're so close together. It's like, I mean, it's almost like you couldn't do that if you were trying to get them within those thousands, right?
That's correct.
My point is, like, they're so close, they're running so fast, and yet Angèle's still a little bit behind you guys. What's the difference there? What's gonna take to get her up to, like, your guys' pace?
Well, and that's an interesting question. I have no doubt in my mind I can get on Angèle's bike and probably, once we found that tune-up, go within a hundredth of my own motorcycle. The thing is she's in that learning stage, and our bikes are probably a little more difficult to ride just because riding position and everything, and she's doing a good job and doing well adapting, and we're also learning on what that motorcycle likes with her on it. The interesting aspect to probably throw out there is, although we all weigh, you know, the same weight, we cross the scale at 640 every motorcycle, her bike has more weight on it in different areas than our two motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Andrew and I have learned over the years, I mean, we're running these two bikes for the last 12 years with the way that we ride them. We've figured out the differences between each one of us and know how to make our changes for our offsets. So when I change my bike over here and it runs well, he knows where he has to come to get to where I am for his particular bike. With her on that motorcycle, we haven't had enough data and enough information. I mean, we finally got the thing to start leaving the lines, 105, 60 foot. So that's where it needs to be. She's struggling to keep the bike straight down track. And when you're in that position and you tend to roll it over on the tire, you really scrub a lot of ET. So Sheep's probably given up 200 or 300s on the drag strip itself just in riding.